You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome to hour number 2 of the big program. It is Monday, April 7th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along with us in hour 2 here from our world headquarters in downtown Madison, Wisconsin. How about Pete Schwabe, Zommers? How about that guy?
Always fantastic. Always love getting to see him when he's here in town.
Nobody does it better. Nobody's just more of a genuine guy to sit and chat about anything. One of those people that knows a lot about everything, Pete Schwabe. Hope you all will join him every evening from 6 until 8 right here in Civic Media for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. And if you think that's just me sucking up to, you know, a friend or trying to prop somebody up, no. Here, now, and I should have read this on the air because I didn't see it until the break. This comes from a listener in Green Bay, WGBW, our great station up in Green Bay, kind of the home port for Pete's show up there. Mike in Green Bay, listening on WGBW, says, I just wanted to quickly mention this about Pete. I had the opportunity to introduce myself to him at the Blues and Brews event in Marinette. I was impressed and struck by how down-to-earth and genuinely nice he is. He took the time to have a bit of a conversation with me, and I've been a fan ever since. And I guess Todd's okay, too. That was great. Well said, Mike. Well, you nailed it. Because that really is the way Pete Schwabe is, whether he's, you know, in public or behind a microphone or just in private. Really a great, genuine, down-to-earth guy. So I appreciate that, Mike, the kind and very true words about our friend and colleague, Pete Schwabe. Yeah. Terry, oh, good.
With Pete Schwabe, one thing I really like about talking to him about movies is that sometimes if you talk to people who are either in the film industry or went to film school, they can kind of start to switch into an alternate vocabulary above the head of most people, including myself. Right. He does not do that. He doesn't make you feel stupid when you talk to him about movies.
He keeps it very, very real. Terry, listening on WMDX in Cross Plains, says, Todd, I went to the screening of A Road at Night last night as well. It was so well done, especially the use of the testimonies of the drunk driver's friends. Curious what you thought about them naming her. I thought it was important to put a name to the story. Terry, I agree with you. And again, if you're just joining, this movie by John Roach, the director, co-producer of this, A Road at Night, the story of former Wisconsin men's basketball player and assistant coach Howard Moore. He and his family were hit back in 18 or 19 by a drunk driver in Michigan. It killed Howard Moore's wife and daughter, left him incapacitated eventually. Only his son, Jalen, has been able to physically recover. But boy, you hear the whole story in this film. I can't even begin to comprehend the emotional damage to this young man. And the fact that he, like his father, still has gratitude and love for others is amazing. And Terry, to answer your question, I thought it was good. What they did, and Roach was really good at this, they took the deposition in the court case from the friends and colleagues of this drunk driver who were with her that night in the bar. And they took the deposition and they reenacted it vocally with actors, but they used the script, quote unquote, was the actual word for word deposition by the actual people in that deposition. And then Roach was able to get a hold of actual footage of the bar that night that showed the drunk driver with her friends doing these things that were on the deposition. And I think it is important to to name her. And I really don't want to spoil. There's a very, very, very poignant scene in this movie towards the end. Because Howard Moore and his family are members of Black Hawk Church here in Madison. And the former head pastor, Chris Dolan, who was the pastor at the time, was in the film, as well as the former assistant and now the lead pastor at Black Hawk Church, Matt Mertz. I'll get the last name wrong. I apologize. But Matt, and I'm not going to give you the line, but I'll simply say that these two longtime respected pastors in the Madison community reveal something in this movie that even shocked them as leaders in faith of how compassionate. And if you want the actual personification of agape love, see this film and see what kind of a person Howard Moore is and his forgiveness and his compassion to the individual who did this on to his family. That was for me the most poignant moment of the whole movie. In a film with a lot of poignant moments. So Terry, I agree with you. I think it was important to tell that whole story from different perspectives. Anything else here we want to get? I guess those are the main texts at this point on the show. More as we continue on. Don't forget, we announced it in hour number one. Again, congratulations to our friend and colleague, Ms. Jane Matnair and Matnair on Air, and co-host Greg Bach. They beat us, Zommers, fair and square. They got more people in the text to win contest than we did. Congratulations to them for that. And a big congratulations to the real winner, all the people that got Brewer tickets, overnight getaways to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, and the $100 bills. And of course, a huge thanks to our grand prize sponsor, Verlo Mattress, because somebody won a big Verlo Mattress package. We know they're from Sun Prairie, but we don't have the name yet.
So we'll let you know when we do.
If you live in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, make sure you're checking your texts and voice messages because you may be the winner. So congratulations to all those who played. Congratulations to Jane. And here now, and due to the fact that we came in behind Jane, fair and square, and this is not a joke, we're moving time slots later this month around the 22nd or 23rd of April. You will find us soon between 2 and 4 p.m. So join us soon between 2 and 4 p.m. At least for the next couple of weeks, we're still here at noon. So if you enjoy the Nooner Show, join us for some afternoon delight starting around the 22nd or 23rd. I'm going to beat that joke for the next 2 weeks.
And I'm going to enjoy it every time too.
But it gives us a chance to go to a different time slot, do something a little different maybe. So we'll see. We're working out all the details, all the angles, but it should be a lot of fun. And always appreciate you all joining us. And as they said of the Jeffersons, we're moving on up. Well, actually moving on back to the afternoon.
Who's to say?
But we're moving. We're moving to 2 to 4 later on this month. 14 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. One thing that hasn't changed. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
This or that. This or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your opportunity to have your voice heard across statewide radio, all 11 news, talk, and sports stations. No better place to have your business advertised, to get your word out to the Civic Media Radio Network, second only to Wisconsin Public Radio in terms of total stations across the state in every major media market, the Civic Media Radio Network. Here we go. Timely. Timely indeed, because, I don't know, it's my job to make this timely, you understand? And the only thing I can come up with is it's spring. And, you know, like the rabbits in spring, sometimes we all get a little overexcited. And what do you have to do, Zomers, when you get overexcited? You take a cold shower. I can't say I've ever done that, but some people do, I guess. So
a metaphorical cold shower.
Yes. So today's what's worse, a cold shoulder or a cold shower? A cold shoulder or a cold shower. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Go to your app store on your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, in the app search bar. It'll pop up. Takes less than a minute to download. It's free. It's what CBS's Gayle King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Text us there as well. What's worse, a cold shoulder or a cold shower? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And I don't think the cold shower has to be taken in the context of you're overexcited. It could just be like you go to a hotel and you can't get any hot water and you got yourself
a cold shower.
Or you're at home and the water heater's out, or your apartment building. I've been there. Your apartment building, oh, we've lost hot water for the next 2 days.
That sucks.
Yeah, I've been there. So what's worse, a cold shoulder or a cold shower? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dana, listening in La Crosse, says a cold shoulder can often be reciprocal, so the cold shower is definitely worse. Oh, I guess Dana means like you could give someone the cold shoulder back.
Yeah, like if you're in an argument with somebody and they won't talk to you,
right?
Oftentimes it goes both ways. That you don't want to talk to them either.
All right, very good. Tyler, listening in Columbia County on WMDX, says a cold shoulder is worse. I can
cry about it while I'm taking a cold shower.
Oh, very good. Yes, absolutely. Len in Madison, what's worse is a cold soldier. Well said, unfortunately, Len. That is certainly a lot worse. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, a cold shoulder or a cold shower? 855-752-4842. I don't know if this is tough for me. In the moment, a cold shower is worse for me. I do not like cold showers. And when I first started going down to El Salvador, I had to get used to it because they didn't have hot water. And I took the coldest shower of my life in a little suburb of San Salvador at about 4 in the morning one time, Apopa. It's a little town called Apopa. And that was just a pipe coming out of a wall. And how that water was not frozen, I don't know, because it was so cold, it felt like needles going into my skin as the water hit me. That was a cold shower. So in the moment, I would say a cold shower is worse. I am also somebody who kind of thinks about things a lot. So maybe a cold shower or a shoulder in the long term. We'll come back, find out what Zomers thinks. More calls. It's the Todd Lavelle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Well, it's cold, 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 cold inside. Colder in the day than the dead of night. Cold, 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 cold inside. Doctor, can you help me? Because something don't feel right.
Welcome back to the Todd Lavelle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now past the hour, 1 o'clock on Monday, April 7th, 2025. Zomers on the board. Asking the pertinent question of the day, what's worse, a cold shoulder or a cold shower? When someone gives you a cold shoulder or a cold shower? I said Zomers there before the break. I think in the moment, cold showers are worse, really cold showers. I think long term, a cold shoulder. What do you say?
I think cold shoulder is worse. Okay. Cold showers have a use, you know? If you're super hot and need to cool down, or if you are being really careful about the way you treat your hair and you're washing out conditioner, you're supposed to use cool water.
Yeah. That's why I have bald. I use hot water as a kid.
Yeah. Maybe that's the problem. No, I don't know. Cold shoulder is just immature. There's no use for that. And if somebody is giving you the cold shoulder, I feel like that's one of the things that used to upset me the most. I didn't get angry at a lot as a kid, but if one of my sisters would just ignore me or like plug their ears and say, I can't hear you, I'd be like, you're not even going to listen so we can have a discussion. Like, what is, I would get so angry. So cold shoulder is definitely worse for me. All right.
There you go. Zomer says cold shoulder. I say cold shower. If you want to continue to weigh in, feel free. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's get to a little news of the day at 22 now past the hour, 1 o'clock. Markets continue to tumble after Donald Trump's additional tariffs on China and elsewhere, according to CNN. This afternoon, U.S. stocks were extremely volatile today, tumbling, surging, and then bouncing around in every direction as traders searched for any sign that President Donald Trump's tariffs could be negotiated or halted. Markets around the world had tumbled earlier in the day over concerns about how Trump's sweeping tariffs might upend the global economy and stymie economic growth. U.S. stocks opened the day in a bear market territory, but surged an hour later on rumors that the Trump administration may pause tariffs, perhaps for several months. That rumor turned out just to be that, a rumor. A White House official called any suggestion that Trump would pause tariffs, quote-unquote, fake news. And despite signs that some trading partners, including the European Union, might be willing to negotiate with Trump, the president dashed detente hopes and said that he could slap around another 50% tariff on China. And just like that, the Dow, which had already risen on the day earlier, started recently now trending down 130 points or 0.34%. The broader S&P 500 was 5% higher. The NASDAQ composite was 1% higher. Wall Street's fear gauged the volatility index, or VIX, surged to lower levels not seen since the COVID pandemic as investors fret over the market's next move. A lot of people lost a lot of money over the weekend, by the way. And by that, I mean in terms of people with 401ks, retirement portfolios, people on retirement. I thought it might be interesting. I'm not going to call it fun, but Brian Taylor Cohen put together yesterday what people posted on Twitter and other places and social media. People said they were Trump supporters and posted this. Here's one. Real Donald Trump, I voted for you, but 30% loss of my retirement funds was not what you promised. Another one. Myself and others are now sorry we voted for you. You are killing people's retirement accounts. Another a person on social media says to Trump, quote, I voted for you three times, Mr. President. However, you decimated middle-class retirement funds with this trade war. I cannot support you any longer. You have crushed my ability to retire. I agree that things need to be negotiated and better deals need to be made, but we are paying the price. Another one here. Donald Trump, Mr. President, I enthusiastically voted for you, but you are failing baby boomers with your constant flip-flopping on tariffs. Collectively today, those who are either retired or planning will lose billions of dollars in their retirement accounts. Your thoughts on the Trump tariff wars? Have you or somebody that you know been directly affected, lost money already? Give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. A few more of these posted over the weekend, compiled by Brian Tyler Cohen on his site. Real Donald Trump, recall the tariffs. You cost me over $3,200 in my retirement accounts on Friday, and I voted for you three times. You are killing us. Another one, dude, I voted for you, but you are destroying my retirement account. Pump the brakes, 4 exclamation points. Here's John Bennett. I'm starting to think maybe I shouldn't have voted for Trump last November. These tariffs are starting to get ridiculous now that you are affecting my retirement. I hope, for your sake, things get better quick. Bob Rue writes, quote, Mr. Trump, why are you destroying America's seniors' retirement account? This is not what we voted for. And it goes on and on. It would seem that many people are learning a very difficult lesson. And look, I'm not here to tell anybody, oh, I told you so. I'll simply say it's not because I or anybody else is smarter than anyone else. I think it goes to show how much hurt, anxiety, and angst there was in the voting public in the fall. How they were so fed up, how they were looking for anything to believe in. And Donald Trump, however he did it, was able to connect with a certain segment of voters. And folks believed him. But now the hard, cold reality is starting to slap people in the face. That, as Stuart Stevens, our friend at the Lincoln Project, former Republican like myself, has said, and actually wrote a book called It Was All a Lie, How the Republican Party Became Donald Trump. Trump and Vance and MAGA leaders have lied. And now the chickens are coming home to roost. Oh, and by the way, the Constitution is once again under assault. We'll update you on that when we come back. Right now, a sports news and weather update. It's the All Balls Show in Civic Media. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allville Show on the Civic Media Ready Network. 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, April 7th. Zomer's on the board. Glad to have you along with us here on a Monday. Talking a little bit about the tariffs being put in place by Trump and more on the way on Wednesday. Lots of folks losing lots of dinero, lots of money, particularly those in retirement accounts. All over social media over the weekend, people who say they voted for Trump are asking why, urging Trump to not do this, to roll it back. Have you personally been affected or know somebody that has in terms of money that you have lost over the weekend and otherwise? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Angie, listening in beautiful Monroe, Wisconsin and Greene County, on WMDX says, I have a friend still, a diehard Trumper, sharing false memes about tariffs on social media. I tried to explain the truth. Not only did he say he lost a lot, but he said he was going to get it back. Plus, I don't understand, unquote. Angie, thanks for the insight. And again, unfortunately, people are misinformed. And we've talked about it on this program a lot. Fox News is now outpolling in terms of ratings, people watching, outpolling not just cable news like CNN, MSNBC, Newsmax, on and on. Fox News is now consistently outpolling even broadcast networks like CBS, NBC, ABC. Truly the most watched programs on some evenings on television. And not to mention the approximately 30-year jump that conservative, which has now turned into MAGA media, has on more centrist or even liberal progressive media. So when you have that many people being inundated by inaccurate information, sometimes flat-out lies, combine that with people's emotional frustration over things they feel are unfair, you sometimes get led down into believing anything out of desperation. And one of the really sad things are people like this guy who still believes that Trump is telling him the truth. Unfortunate, to say the least. Steady Eddie listening says, our listeners giving Mr. Allball the cold shoulder concerning the what's worse question. Just take a cold shower, Todd. It'll be okay. Steady Eddie. was playing our what's worse question. What's worse, a cold shoulder or a cold shower? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Dick listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling in. What do you have?
Well, I was going to ask you what's worse of the three things that Trump's doing. His handling of the economy, his destruction of the rule of law, or what he's doing to national security with firing of this four-star Air Force general last Friday.
Yeah.
Right now, I guess it's the economy takes tops, but one of the scariest things is the rule of law thing.
Yeah.
A great political cartoon I just saw, it's a picture of Trump's face with his mouth open, and it's actually a shredder, you know, for branches and trees. Right. And the guy's got his dad behind it pointing at the stuff coming out and goes, look, kids, there goes our three branches of government.
Humorous, but unfortunately sad because it's also true in a lot of ways, right?
Yeah, no, I'd
answer your question, Dick. I would agree with you. None of it's good, but I think in terms of long-term damage, the most difficult thing to get back is rule of law, i.e., adherence to the United States Constitution. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate
there's so many parallels.
Go ahead.
To what went on in South Korea last December. This guy had the same types of problems Trump was experiencing early on.
Mm-hmm.
And at least they did the right thing.
Right. Now, I appreciate the call, Dick. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. Mike in Green Bay, listening on WGBW, speaking of the economy and the tariff, says, quote, I consider myself lucky in terms of financial opportunity and success. Many of my friends are in business are Trump supporters. But I will say this, after this weekend, their tune is changing a bit in some cases. I personally lost over $80,000 this weekend. I'm 50 years old, so I have hope that it will come back, but I feel so bad for people that need it now. Speaking of dicks, thank you for that very much, by the way, Mike in Green Bay. 855-752-4842. I want to start, we can still take calls on either subject, either the economy or the rule of law. I want to bring this up because we've talked about it some. It's really important. According to CNN, President Donald Trump's administration urged the U.S. Supreme Court today to block a lower court's order requiring officials to bring a man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador back to Maryland. The emergency appeal over Kilmar Garcia, a Salvador national, landed at the high court hours before the 11:59 p.m. Monday deadline established by a lower court judge to return him to the U.S. Trump attorneys have conceded in the court filings that the Trump administration mistakenly deported the father of three, quote, because of an administrative error, unquote, but said it could not bring him back because he is in Salvadoran custody. His case has added to the already considerable legal scrutiny over White House efforts to deport immigrants without hearing or review. And I know a lot of people want to make this about quote-unquote legal versus illegal. That's secondary and a far secondary, in my opinion. What this is really about is adherence to the United States Constitution and due process, habeas corpus. And I know it's very inconvenient, to use an Al Gore phrase. I know it's very inconvenient for some people to admit this and to realize this. But the United States Constitution guarantees rights not just to U.S. citizens, but to every person on American soil. Yes, there are some rights that are, in fact, reserved for citizens. But many rights, particularly the Bill of Rights, apply to everyone. And so what happened here, this guy, Kilmar Garcia, was here legally and got caught up in these ICE raids, got put on one of these three planes that Donald Trump's administration made a deal with Nayib Bukele, in Bukele's words, the quote-unquote good dictator, because Bukele said, hey, I've got this maximum security prison, which is much more like a human dog kennel. I'll put whoever you want in there. It's going to cost you $6 million. And Trump wrote a check. Not personally, but the government. And now they admit, and of course, they went went to court. The judge said, turn the planes around. You didn't give these people due process. Trump said, pound sand, essentially. And now it comes out that several people that got wrapped up in this raid and disappeared weren't supposed to be there. And what I really think this is about, the reason Trump is trying to stop this vis-a-vis the Supreme Court today, is because if the Supreme Court doesn't give Trump the quote-unquote stay or stop this, or basically the Supreme Court doesn't say to Trump, look, we'll give you more time to make this guy reappear back in the United States, it's going to show the hand of the Trump administration, and it's going to prove that they have made a deal with the devil in Nayib Bukele in El Salvador, and they have put Americans and people who are here legally in a prison, in a foreign land, with zero ability to bring them back, to get the visiting rights, anything else. It's abhorrent. And without due process, which is completely illegal, even a goofball like me gets that. So, and also, if the Supreme Court does not help Trump out in this situation, it will go a long way for the Supreme Court setting a precedent to say, yeah, you're good. You really don't have to follow the Constitution. And don't forget, Trump signed last month, in February, the Insurrection Act, which gives his administration a lot more power just to pick people up off the street and disappear them. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Gene in Eau Claire, listening on WCFW. Gene, thanks for calling. What say you?
First of all, thank you guys for doing such a great job and getting information to the people. Just outstanding. I don't know where we'd be without you.
Appreciate it.
And also the great, great turnout for people to vote for an honest judge who cares about the people in the state of Wisconsin. And I think that people have realized, I mean, we had Scotty Walker, and it was the start of the downfall of our country, because what Scotty Walker did, Trump did the same thing. And we got the same people that helped Scotty Walker representing us in the federal courts. And this thing was evil begets evil. Trump likes to show he can do whatever he wants. And he don't care about anybody but himself. And he even will go after people right around him if they don't kowtow to him. But the problem with this whole situation is the people that are elected to be working for the people in our country are totally falling down and giving the power to Trump. They are not protecting us at all. And that is their job. And they could get together and stop these tariffs. They could say no more abuse of the American public, but they're not. So call them up and see them to do their job.
Yeah, a great point, Gene. I really appreciate it. And Gene's right that one of them really, a lot of us expected this kind of thing from Trump. But there was a slim glimmer of hope that maybe some people, elected officials, to Gene's point, in Congress might stand up. And a guy like Don Bacon over the weekend went on the Sunday shows and is starting to stand up. Lisa Murkowski and others are starting. Rand Paul are starting to stand up a little bit to Trump on tariffs. But we need more. And Gene's point is well taken. Call your local congressperson. Call either Tammy Baldwin or Ron Johnson, our two U.S. senators, and urge them to stand up against this. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Charles, listening on WAUK in Milwaukee. Charles, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hey, Todd. Trump has sold his supporters a bill of goods. You know, I wish people could just step outside of the bubble. Pick up a book. Go on the internet. They can look to see how many businesses he created and how many of those businesses are still running today. I would give him credit for the economy his first go round. Mm. If he would have came into a disaster situation like Obama did,
right.
But he did not. He came in on an economy that Barack Obama and Biden saved from the Republican Bush. They saved us, got us going in the right direction. Trump came in. Now, he didn't create COVID, but he didn't handle it right.
Correct.
So Biden-Harris came in, had to fix. Not only did they have to get us out of the COVID mess, but they also had to fix the economy. The economy was booming.
Mm-hmm.
We're the best economy in the world post-COVID. Trump was lucky again. He got handed another great economy that he's tanking. So I wish his supporters would just step outside the bubble, do a little research and see how many companies did he create? How many of those companies are still running today? Todd, you and I, if we won the lottery together, we can open up a casino and we'd be sitting pretty.
Right.
He bankrupted three casinos.
Yeah, that's a great point,
because
Charles.
He was taking, how? I mean,
right.
At some point, when does common sense kick in? When do these people get the hatred out of their heart and say, wait a minute.
Yep.
He came in on a great economy once and then again, and he's demolishing our economy. And his supporters will not say, well, you know what, I was wrong.
Charles, up against a break. Great call. Come back with Mark on the other side to wrap up the show. It's the Todd Allbull Show here for a Monday across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock on the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News will come your way, followed by a check of local and state news with a great news team. And then our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, has today's sports update for you. The Brewers are off as they travel to Colorado for a 3-game series out there with the Rockies. And then after that, the Maggie Dawn Show. I believe Maggie is in today for Dan Schaefer, who is in for John Gordy the afternoon, who is in for Maggie.
The circle is complete.
The circle is complete. It's like the circle of life. And glad to have her back. So she'll be following us after 2 o'clock. And then I believe a best of the Dom Salvia show after that. And then Pete Schwabe comes on with the great... You get two doses of Pete today. Once on our show and then once on his own show, 6 until 8. So stay tuned for that a little bit later. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Right now, finishing up some calls here, talking a little bit about the economy, Trump's tariffs, stock market crashing. Well, crashing might be a bit of an exaggeration.
I don't know. It's
going down severely.
Falling pretty
people,
far.
People losing a lot of money in retirement funds and what the like. And also awaiting a Supreme Court decision, United States Supreme Court decision. Will they side with Donald Trump and tell a lower court, no, the Trump administration does not have to bring back by basically midnight tonight Kilmer Garcia, who the Trump administration says was mistakenly deported to El Salvador to these prisons because, quote, of an administrative error, unquote, but said that the U.S. cannot bring back this individual to the U.S. because he's now in Salvadoran custody. And again, this is not about, in my opinion, legal versus illegal. This is about, does a president single-handedly have the ability and right to ignore due process, habeas corpus, the Bill of Rights in the United States Constitution to send someone to a foreign prison with no control over that individual? Does Donald Trump have that power? And if he does, if the United States Supreme Court sides with Trump, then let me tell you something. None of us are safe. Doesn't matter what color your skin is, what your immigration status is, if you were born here, if you are naturalized, ain't none of us safe from this guy. So there's that. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mark in Prairie du Sac. Mark, always a pleasure. What say you?
Hey, you rounded it up pretty well there. You're denying people due process. And also, they're actually violating, simply because they're violating the 13th Amendment, which bans involuntary servitude, because these people are shipping off to be slaves in another country. And the technicality, oh, they're not under our jurisdiction. Well, they should still be under a jurisdiction. I mean, that is just, it is just a criminal act for him to do this, and because those people are going to be slaves in El Salvador. They're going to be forced to perform labor as slaves. And there's no way around it that they're actually exporting these people to be slaves. And it certainly is a violation of the spirit of the Constitution. I can understand the reason why it's not technically a violation, because now they claim, well, they're not under our jurisdiction, but it is just jaw-droppingly evil that they do this stuff. And these people are just, I think that Trump and most of his appointees are just sociopaths. And perhaps I'm wrong, but I think they're just simply
our friend, I talked to our friend Matt Flynn over the weekend. He called them sadists.
That's
also accurate. So, Matt has a point there. But I appreciate your call, Mark, as you are so very many times, spot on. And look, I'm not trying to make light of this, but it's very, very serious stuff. But we also have to, we can't go crazy over it, and none of us control these things personally ourselves. By the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to all the people who did attend protests this weekend peacefully. I was listening to Matt and Aaron on air this morning, and I believe Jane, and I haven't found anything to the contrary. I think there was only one minor incident, I think in Indianapolis or Indiana, something like that. But otherwise, across the country, millions of people turned out. Here in Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Wisconsin Rapids, people turned out and simply said, we're not going to stand by and let our democracy and our country be taken away from us. Lots of great signs, by the way. Here is one of my favorites that I can read on the air. It says, quote, I do not like you down my shirt. I do not like you up my skirt. I do not like you near my rump. I do not like you, Mr. Trump.
I liked that one a lot too, yeah.
I really like that one. A little Dr. Seuss for you in the protest this weekend. But I think it was a great opportunity for people to come together and be with others that feel similarly and to say, look, we are going to show our peacefully, but we're going to show our discontent. We are going to show that this is not what America is. We're going to show that we're not going to stand for this in a peaceful way. And hopefully that public pressure means something. Not so much for Donald Trump himself, but to Gene's call earlier, hopefully that shows something to our elected officials in Congress and gives them a little bit more of a backbone to defend the Bill of Rights, to defend the United States Constitution, and ultimately what it truly means to be an American. Great show today. Appreciate everybody for being here, especially to Pete Schwabe, host of Nightlight. Join him tonight from 6 until 8. Zomer's on the board, and all of you for listening and calling in and texting. We appreciate you so very much. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, Tom Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow. Maggie Dawn is next.
And your day will come. Keep banging on your drum.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.